Legend has it. Legend has it that Hine Titama was so beautiful, people of great beauty are thereby compared with her. Ko Hine Titama koe, matawai ana te whatu I te tirohanga. You are like Hine Titama, my eyes fill with tears just from looking at you. But was it her beauty that made her father marry her? And what of her beauty after he did so? Did she retain her beauty when she fled to the underworld, becoming Hine Nui Te Pō, the goddess of death, the great lady of the night, waiting to receive all of their children from the Aotearoa, the world of light? And how do we tell our children, our babies, that the god of the forests and creator of the first wahine, who scaled the heavens and brought back the four kite, also committed the very first instance in Māori mythology of what we now call incest? And was it a crime in and of itself, or only at the point that his daughter felt bad about it? Do we tell them that in doing what she did, Hine Titama took the shame upon herself? Or do we tell them that she fled into the night because her love for her husband could not be realised? Do we tell them that laughter and light were replaced with seaweed, obsidian, and the greenest of eyes? And how do we prepare them for the possibility that members of their whānau or friends of the family or otherwise upstanding members of the community may try to perpetrate and act like tānes? How do we teach them how best to prevent it, and if they can't or don't, to not at least follow in Hine Titama's footsteps? And how do we do this in a way that won't scare them, but faces the reality that these things happen? How do we teach them that despite all this, they and the world are still beautiful and blessed? Perhaps the beholder of Hine Titama's beauty only weeps with the power of Matakite.